Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. Game Time live for the Next Gen Male Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Nick Baugh with you, 101 here on a beautiful, gorgeous, sunny Tuesday afternoon here in Omaha, Nebraska. Hope everyone's having a good day. Appreciate you tuning in as always. Excited for my therapy tomorrow. Mailbag time, baby. Any emails yet? That's more of a Wednesday morning thing. Is that usually how it goes? It's more of a Wednesday morning thing.
It's more of a Tuesday night.
Wednesday mornings when all of a sudden things start funneling in.
Bingo.
I can't wait, man. You guys make that shout out to Oscars for hopping on board with that, for dangling out the great prize, to get a little gift card, get your wing game right, your pizza game right, and then shout out to all of you for the amazing questions. I don't think you understand how much I enjoy.
Right, and just to clarify, I do not make up these questions.
No,
I cannot.
No, this is not the fake mailbag. This is the real mail. I mean, if we made up a guy named Hot Chick Jeff that has just hypothetical hot chick questions,
man.
Hot Chick Jeff, wherever you're at, you're probably doing God knows what. You need to make sure you get a question ready for tomorrow. Right, I'm ready. I'm ready to answer your question. I'm ready to have you throw it at me. I really am. Make sure you throw that my way, okay? I am pumped for tomorrow. So that's tomorrow. By the way, George emailed, george@1620thezone.com. Pretty simple. It is pretty simple. Best email question is going to win a gift certificate to Oscars. That's all coming up tomorrow on the show, all right? That's all coming up. By the way, so, we talked about, I can't wait to see what's going to happen with this. Here are the BetOnline AG odds to be the next Michigan basketball coach. So, the best odds, according to BetOnline AG, is Juwan Howard. Obviously, remember him from the Fab Five, and he's an assistant for the Magic? That's not right. He's an assistant somewhere in the NBA.
Okay.
But Juwan Howard, next best odds, Billy Donovan. That's who would be, if I'm Michigan right now, that'd be my first phone call. That'd be my first phone call. Billy Donovan, say, Billy D, you really want to coach Russell Westbrook? I'm quite frankly kind of surprised that, people haven't, made him the kind of sacrificial lamb for the shortcomings of OKC. Then Bobby Hurley, then Mike White. I think Mike White's a really good coach of Florida. Then Kevin Keats, Shaka Smart, Laval Jordan. Then you got some crazy guys like Brad Stevens. It's like, come on, get real.
Juwan Howard is an assistant coach for the Miami Heat.
Miami Heat, okay.
But did you also see he's also getting some Minnesota Timberwolves action there?
Ooh, okay.
So,
Okay. If I were Michigan, I would call up Billy Donovan and say, what's it going to take, man? I call up Billy Donovan and say, what's it going to take? People forget. I mean, Billy Donovan, boy, I shouldn't say people forget. I mean, the guy, two straight titles with those Florida teams were awesome. Awesome teams. And I think he's a guy that clearly works better in the in college. But at the same time, you wonder, I read a bunch of different stories yesterday, and I hadn't thought about it like this. With the whole Beeline news. It's an interesting story on SI. With what does John Beeline leaving Michigan say about the college game? Like, maybe, we talked about yesterday, it's always been on the bucket list for Beeline to coach the NBA. Maybe that's why he wanted to do it. I still think I can't wait to see what the terms of the contract are because, everybody's got a price, and if the, enough dollars make sense, right? But you wonder if also Beeline is he is one of the guys, and it's not like some people develop that reputation that gets embellished over time. Like, remember, he has the reputation as being the, like, most high-profile coach that does it, like, the right way. Zero cheating. Zero, like, there ain't even, like, someone got a free blueberry bagel on a trip. You know what I mean? Like, there isn't even a blueberry muffin that went to a four-star recruit. Like, that's what he's kind of known for. And you wonder if all this college basketball FBI stuff bums a guy like Beeline out to the point where he's like, you know what, this is such a mess that I just, you know what, I don't even want to be a part of this stuff anymore. Because here's the reality is, you know what, I think that's a window into what some of the guys that do it clean are up against, right? You're sitting there working your tail off, going to auxiliary AAU gyms at 9 a.m. on a Sunday morning, away from your family, cabin and phone calls. All right, you got to talk to this uncle and this AAU coach and this guy. Like, and then you realize that sometimes you lose out to a guy because someone dropped the bag 11 G's in a Nike shoe or something like that. You know? That'd be disheartening. That would be disheartening. So I don't know. I mean, you'll never know what was the motivating thing behind Beeline saying yes to the Cavs and bye to Michigan. The one thing I don't understand is, I don't know, and maybe there's a deadline on it, but like, one of the things that Beeline he could have done is like, wait to see the results of the lottery too. You know? Like, all you had to do is wait another 48 hours and you're going to see if the Cavs have the number one pick. And now all of a sudden a lot more attractive job, right? If all of a sudden you have Zion either on your team or as an asset. But it is pretty amazing to think that guy is going to be out of college basketball. But yeah, I call Billy Donovan, and that's my guy. That is my guy. You know, then there's other guys that, you know, I mean, LaVal Jordan was an assistant. He's at Butler. I know LaVal well because of all the time. I mean, I like have residency in Indianapolis with how many Butler games I do. But I know LaVal really well. I think LaVal's pretty good. But, you know, he was an assistant for a while under Beeline, and so there's been that connection. You know, you hear about somebody threw out Bob McKillop from Davidson. I think that'd be a decent fit. Very similar similar offensive philosophies and offensive mind and kind of also approach. I still don't understand, I don't understand why it's not a Pac-12 job. How come no one's ever went and gotten Randy Bennett from St. Mary's? You know what I mean? Like Matthew Dellavedova, Patty Mills, like that guy's a really good coach. A really, really good coach. So we'll see what ends up happening. The one thing that I think I heard John asked this question to Sip yesterday, and I was thinking about this. Because right now with all these jobs that are maybe like going to open up or whatever, a lot of people, one of the first thoughts people have is, oh my God, thank God Nebraska locked up Hoiberg before that job came open. And that's where it's funny. I guess we'll just take Ed real quick. Well, is that what he's talking about? Yeah. So let's take Ed as it goes through. Come on. There we go. Ed, all right, you're gonna bridge me into my next topic here. Ed, what's up? Okay, Ed is not gonna bridge me into my next topic. But Ed was gonna ask, would Fred Hoiberg have been a candidate at Michigan, and would he have ended up being the Michigan head coach? Like that's always the first for a lot of people right now, because I think it's pretty much a lot of people are still in like that euphoric, I can't believe, you know, we got Fred Hoiberg kind of mindset. What would have happened if, you know, this job would have opened up and Hoiberg was, you know, am I the only one that, and you guys might fall out of your chair laughing because maybe he just said all the things because of the nature of the audience and the job that he took. I can't believe I'm going to say this. I might have to take a drink of water before I say this.
Hydration.
Okay. I think I'm going to say this. I think Hoiberg would have taken the Nebraska job over the Michigan job. You might, hold on, let me look at Dodge. Nope, everyone's not driving off the road. Okay. I know that's crazy. I get it, dude. But I guess, and again, maybe I'm falling for the rhetoric from Hoiberg, you know, at the introductory press conference and all this stuff. Maybe I'm falling for that stuff. But I really think the family connections with not only his grandfather being the head coach here way back in the day, but also I didn't realize all the extended family that live in Nebraska. Like, I think there was more of a personal pull to Lincoln and the Nebraska job than we all realize. Like, for as much as this about a basket, like an untapped basketball job in Fred Hoiberg's eyes, I also think this was a pretty good opportunity for Hoiberg to kind of really drop anchor for a while. Again, you heard Hoiberg say, you know, we wanted this to be our last stop. Remember when he said that? And I don't know if you say that at a place where you don't have all the family ties and personal connections to. So as crazy as it sounds, and I know, I mean, I can't believe I'm saying it, I'm not so sure he wouldn't have still taken the Nebraska job, guys. All things being equal, unless Michigan can, you know, double the salary or whatever like that. I mean, he's making a lot of money living in Lincoln. I mean, that's a lot of, I mean, Fred Hoiberg making, what, 3.2, whatever it is. It's a lot of cake. That's a lot of dough. That's a lot of cheddar. That's a lot of scratch. Give me another. Come on. It's a lot of money. But that's, oh, man, thank God this was just didn't happen a month ago. I really think he would. Now, the only job, like, let's say Bill Self would have let, like, Kansas opens up and they went, like, yeah, I mean, now we're talking about Kansas. But Michigan, I mean, Michigan's a great job. Don't get me wrong. But I, as crazy it is for you to hear and as crazy as it is for me to say out loud, I think Hoiberg would have taken the Nebraska job over the Michigan job. Because, again, there's so many different things that go into assessing a job. Because one of the things I think people always got to remember, and you guys get it, when you're taking a job, it's not just the job you're taking, it's the life you're taking with it. You know what I mean? Like, you take a job, like, your family's coming, like, when you go home at night and all the time, it's like it has to work for your family. I'm not so sure, because I thought about it too. Oh man, I wonder if this happens, 2 months ago. What? I think the dude still takes a Nebraska job. I really do.
Let's be honest. His kids can play with their cousins.
Yeah, like it makes sense. That's right. I was struck when he was at the podium for his introductory press conference, said just like, damn, I didn't realize. Like, we knew about the grandfather thing. Like, grandpa was the coach once upon a time. But I just didn't realize all the connections he had to the state. Like, in some ways, this feels like home kind of to him.
Or like the second home.
It kind of does. I mean, yeah. Ames, Iowa will probably always be home and all that. But, like, I think this feels like home to him. I really, really, really believe that. You know what? Let's take this call before we go to break, just because I'm not, Tim, all I see is high school soccer. I'm not going to be able to help you out with anything with high school soccer, but I want to give you the opportunity because you waited patiently on hold here. What do you want to talk about with high school soccer?
I was not waiting patiently. I was throwing crap out my window of the car.
Okay. I spoke too soon.
6-1, 3-15.
Rat a kid, rack them, yeah.
Fantastic feeling today. I've got two things. The high school soccer, I didn't really watch it that closely. It was kind of entertaining. But if you look at the matchups, how much money did I lose out on by not getting 500 Catholics versus convicts t-shirts made and selling them both at the Morganville Pond? Because if I'm a kid at Creighton Prep, I'm wearing that shirt, no doubt about it.
I'm
rocking the shirt.
I hear you.
The more important thing, I'm going on like a Damon Benning diet. I got to cut out like potatoes and starches and carbs. What is the go-to side vegetable for your lunch? Do you go green beans? Do you go asparagus? Do you go broccoli? I will hang up. I will listen.
Okay. Appreciate you, Tim. Well, look at George perked up because he's on a diet. George, you want to take this one?
Yo, so.
What's it? Carrots?
For lunch.
For lunch, yeah. So lunch and dinner are different for me.
Yeah, same. Same, exact. So for lunch, I'm a big peas guy.
Okay.
I love like me peas. Some green peas.
Yeah.
And then for dinner, potato. I'm a potato guy if it's a sweet potato or a baked potato.
I like sweet potato fried. I don't like mashed sweet potatoes. And I know that doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't make any sense. Sweet potato fries, me likey. Mashed sweet potatoes, I'm like, wow.
Just a touch of brown sugar with the mashed sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sold.
See, but it's weird how... Yeah, I mean, for dinner, your boy going to Brussels sprout route. But boy, don't you
play with the Brussels.
The Brussels sprouts. I don't think there's the most misunderstood vegetable in the world is a Brussels sprout.
I actually have some in my freezer right now, a Brussels sprout.
Hey.
I've never had it.
Trust me.
I got you.
Don't let society tell you how to think and feel about Brussels sprouts.
You know right? what? I'm gonna put that.
Don't let society
in the oven
tell
today.
Yeah, I don't mind like afternoon cold carrots or you know like some broccoli peas. I'm with you for that lunch. So there you go, Tim. There you go. All right. 402-951-1620. You can email me, EquitableBankZoneInbox, Nick at 1620@nickbah. Game time.